Welcome to a week of Naval History Shorts, courtesy of World of Warships. Launched in spring 1939, HMS Prince of Wales was the second of the Royal Navy's new King George V class fast battleships. She was somewhat delayed entering service by wartime constraints, which meant that some of her gun mountings arrived late, along with a pesky German bomb landing between her and the dockyard wall in the fitting out area, which resulted in some flooding and a need for repairs. She was still trying to fix some of the technical issues with her main armament when the call went out to stop the advance of the German battleship Bismarck. Despite these issues, she was the first of the three capital ships at the Battle of Denmark Strait to actually land hits which would ultimately doom the German battleship, as they contaminated a large amount of fuel oil with saltwater flooding, and a separate hit caused flooding in the auxiliary machinery spaces and one of the boiler rooms. After Hood's destruction, Prince of Wales was in turn hit by Bismarck and chose to disengage against 2-1 odds. However, she stayed nearby and would briefly re-engage Bismarck a couple of days later before breaking off pursuit to refuel and repair. In the new World of Warships update, she is now available as a distinct ship as opposed to the generic King George V tech tree entry, and during the Hunt for Bismarck event can be obtained via the Wishing Wharf. In keeping with British battleship doctrine of World War II, she works best when sneaking up on her target and then delivering a series of punishing close-range salvos.